He's alive. My sins have been forgiven, and now I am set free. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong. A word and a prayer in the eyes of a layperson. Praise God, it's a blessing to be with you today on this morning. I'm going to be coming to you today from Mark, the 22nd chapter. And we'll be going over the story of the crucifixion. We know this is the week representing when Jesus was crucified and how he went to the cross. We're going to be talking about that this week. But we realized that last week they talked about Palm Sunday and how Sunday, how he went into the city of Jerusalem and how they laid down their palm leaves and the tree and the clothes and all that. And he rode into the city on a colt, representing he was the king of the Jews. And the disciples, they thought that he was going to build this earthly kingdom, but he wasn't. He didn't come to build an earthly kingdom. But he came to die for the sins of the world. And that wasn't to build an earthly kingdom. Praise God. And we realized that God was made flesh and came and dwelt among the people. And we also realized that even though they were saying, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord, they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. The Hosanna, and they was just praising him and all that. And he went into the temple, and he said, you have made the house of den of thieves. Praise God. But this is a house of prayer. And he was angry the way they have done. But even though they was crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, and all that, the same week, the same ones that was crying out, Hosanna, they were saying, crucify him, crucify him. And the priests and all them, they was the ones that brought him to Pilate and wanted him to be crucified. But that's why he was born in this old wicked world, that he might die for the sin of the world. And we're going to be talking about that today, why he came to die for the sin of the world. Praise God. God was made flesh and came and was born into a world that he had created for man. Praise the Lord. So we're going to start here at 22. Praise the Lord at this time. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And Jesus was the Passover lamb. That's what he was going to be. He was going to be the Passover lamb. And the chief priests and scribes thought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Judas Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. Now, he was one of the disciples. And don't think just because you go to church every Sunday and you sing in the choir and you usher and you give your tithes and your offering and you go every Sunday morning, every time the door opens, that you're a child of God. Because he was numbered with the 12, but he was a devil. Because he was out for the money. He carried the bag. And as they went and Jesus wanted them to prepare the Passover, and he told the disciples, two of the disciples, what to do. Go and prepare for the Passover. And he wanted to have the Passover with his 12 disciples. And they went to this upper room, and he sat down with them, and he wanted to prepare the Passover with them. But Judas was out there making a way where he could betray Jesus. Now listen what happened. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. And it says what I've already read. Then entered Satan unto Judas, their name is Iscariot, then one of the 12. And let's go over here to John 13:27. Let's go over here to this. John 13:27. And supper then ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, talking about Jesus. Jesus, knowing that the Father given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he raised from supper and laid aside his garment, and took the towel and girded himself. And that's when he began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe and to wash their feet. See, he done, all that had done happened. Now, Judas was right there, too. And he went, and they were glad, and we're going back to the 12. And he went his way and converted. We done read that. And they were glad and consented with him and gave him money, 30 pieces of silver. And the word of God said the love of money is the root of all evil. And he promised and saw opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Now see, he plotted to find a way to betray Jesus. Lord, have mercy. He plotted and found a way. And then came the day of unleavened bread, so we must be killed. And he sent Jesus, now this is back to the 22nd of Matthew. And he sent Peter and John, saying, go and prepare unto us the Passover, that we may eat. And they went and prepared the Passover and did what they were supposed to do. And they came and they sat in the upper room. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to have to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. And he had told them different times that he was going to have to die. Praise God, but he was going to rise again. But it seemed like he still didn't get it. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which I give for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:16. Corinthians. The cup of blessings which we bless, Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? That's what it is. And it even tells us in one scripture, let a man examine himself to see whether things, because if we take it unworthy, we bring in damnation unto ourselves, because that's the blood and the body of Christ. When we take it, it's no longer bread and juice, but it's the blood and the body of Christ when we take it. And when we take it unworthily, it's sacred. When we take it unworthily, that's why many sleep and are sickly among you, because we don't supposed to take it unworthy. So let a man examine himself before he take it. And it says right here, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me. Now, Judas was right there, too. He was taking it. Is with me on the table. And truly, the Son of Man goeth, and it is, was determined. But woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. And see, on one where they were sitting at the table, in one scripture, John, the beloved disciple, was leaning on Jesus' breast, and Peter nudged at him to ask who it was. And Jesus said, the one that I give the sop to, that's the one. And when he sopped in the dish, he gave it to Judas. But their eyes were closed. They still didn't get it. And he gave it to Judas, and he said, that thy do quickly. And Judas went out, it said, and it was dark. And Judas went out and did what he had to do, because he knew what he was going to do. He had already planned to go and lead them to where Jesus was, because they often went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And Judas knew, and he went and got the soldiers, and that's where they went to go to Jesus. See, he had that in his heart. God knows our heart. He knows what's in our heart. The Word of God said the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only the Spirit of God. He knows when there's stuff in our heart. That's why we have to ask God, search my heart. And see if there's any evil thing in there that shouldn't be. Take it out, Lord, than me. The heart can hide stuff from you. That's why we have to ask God to search our heart. And they went on. He said and then he began to wash the disciples' feet. And Peter said, You're not gonna wash my feet. He told Peter, said, now if I don't wash your feet, you have no part with me. He said, not only my feet, but my hands and my head. And he said, you're not all clean, but he knew all of them was clean except one, and that was Judas. Because Judas had the devil in him. He wasn't clean. Judas went out one day, even when he sent them all out two by two, Judas went out too. But Judas didn't take it in like they did. He didn't take it in. He wasn't sincere in his heart. He wasn't sincere, and God knew that. Jesus knew each one of his disciples. The Word of God said he knows those that are his. And he knew Judas. He knew what was in Judas's heart. And the love of God wasn't in Judas. He carried the bag, because that's where his heart was, with the money. He loved the money, and that's why he went along with them, because he had the money. And we can't love money more than we love God. We can't love money, and we can't love material things. We get caught up in material things more than we love God. That's where our heart is. We can't get caught up in our children more than we love God. God has to be first in our lives. Can't get caught up in friends more than God. He has to be first. He don't want second place in our life. He want to be first. Okay, and as they went out, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And when they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, his heart was heavy. And he had told them different things at different times that he was going to have to die. And Peter rebuked him about that. And he had to rebuke Peter. He had to rebuke Peter. Come to you is not of God. Because Satan's a spirit. And every spirit come to you is not of God. And see, when Jesus was in the flesh, he couldn't be everywhere at one time. That's why he had to go back to the Father. Now the Spirit can be everywhere at one time. Just like it's in New York. It's up there in Maine. It's out there in Seattle. It's here in North Carolina. It's in South Carolina. But when Jesus was here on earth, he couldn't be everywhere at one time. He was both human and divine, but he couldn't be everywhere. But now he can be everywhere. The Spirit of God can be everywhere at one time. Praise God. But as he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, his disciples went with him, but Judas wasn't with him. He was out there getting all them together so they could come, and he gave them a sign. He gave them a sign, the one I kissed, that's the one, what he did. And Peter said, y'all going to deny me. Y'all going to deny me. And Peter said, no, I'm not going to deny you. That I die with you. Well, I deny you. And he said, Peter, and he had told Peter before, said, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. But said, I pray for you. When you get converted, said, strengthen your brother. Said, I pray for you. And said, when you get converted, strengthen your brother. Peter said, I die with you. And he said, Peter, before the cock crow thrice, you're going to deny me three times. But Peter, no, I'm not going to deny you. He meant that. He meant it. But Peter didn't have the goods on the inside at the time. And, you know, Peter, he was one, he always was going to speak up first. He always was the one that was going to speak up. But Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. He knew everything that was going to happen. But Peter, he always was going to speak out and say what he had to say. But Jesus knew that that was his reason for being born into the world. He was God in the flesh, even though he made man. But he was God in the flesh. He told Philip, he told Doubting Thomas, he said, when you see me, you see the Father, because I'm the Father of one. When we get to heaven, we're not going to see God and then Jesus and God over here, and we're going to see one. He's going to be one. Praise God. He's one. He is one. And they went over and they went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where they often went to. And Judas knew where they was going. And he told the disciples, he took Peter, James, and John. So they always went to this place. Excuse me. They always went there. Praise the Lord. And they went there, and his heart was heavy. And when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with them to the Garden of Gethsemane. That's where they went. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus often times restored there hither with his disciples. And Judas had received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees. Now, these people, they're supposed to have been religious men, but they didn't even know who Jesus was. They didn't know who he was. And Jesus was heavy at heart. His heart was so heavy. And he told Peter and James and John to watch for him, watch with him. And he went and he began to pray. And he prayed and he said, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. To let this cup pass, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Praise God. And he came and they was asleep because their eyes was heavy. Their eyelid there was heavy. And he said, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And let's go to Isaiah 50 and 5. Isaiah 50 and 5. The Lord God had opened my ears, and I was not rebellious, neither turned my back. Praise God. And this is talking after they began to, you know, after they began to abuse him and all that. And being in agony, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was as it were great drops of blood, thank you, Lord, falling to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was coming to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And said unto them, sleep on. Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter unto temptation. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas. Now this is after he had done prayed the third time. Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Look at our Savior, full of compassion, full of compassion. Then Jesus said unto the chief priest and captain of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staffs. When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hand against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then took they him and led him and brought him unto the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. This was our Lord and Savior. He said, this is your time, the power of darkness. He went with them. He didn't refuse, because this is why he came into the world, to die for the sins of the world. He didn't put up a fight. He went willingly because he said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. Because the first Adam, he failed. But the second Adam, which was Jesus Christ, Everything that the Father told him to do, that's what he did. He said, I always do what my Father tells me. He went to the cross. He never said a murmuring word. And the religious leaders, they the ones that said, crucify him. Crucify him. They always found fault. They never gave him credit for anything that he did right. He didn't do anything wrong. He always did what the Father told him to do. They even got witnesses that stood up and told lies about him. And they didn't even agree together what they were saying. They took him before Pilate. And Pilate said, I find no fault in him. I find no fault. And when they told him that he was a, I forget what that was, and they sent him to Herod. And all Herod wanted to do was for him to perform miracles, and he wouldn't even say a word when Herod, he was before Herod. He wanted him to perform miracles and all that, and he wouldn't say nothing. So he sent him back to Pilate. And his wife, she had dreams. She told him, said, don't have nothing to do with this man. And he said, what evil, what have he done? But they said he blasphemed and all that. And they said, crucify him, crucify him. Wanted him to crucify him. But Pilate said, I find no fault in him. But I will scourge him and let him go. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. We find this fellow pervert in the nation and forbidden to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, thou sayest it. Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more for saying, he stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, saying, from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, that's when he sent him. And when Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he heard that, that's when he sent him to Herod. When Herod couldn't get him to do no miracles, he sent him back to Pilate. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people, he said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverted the people. And behold, I have examined him before you and have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accused of him. He didn't find no fault in him. But the religious leaders didn't want, they was concerned about their position. That's what they was concerned about, their position. And even one of the, I think one of the guards that said, we never heard no man speak like this man. And even Nicodemus, he went to Jesus by night and talked to Jesus himself. And he was one of the Sanhedrin. And he talked to Jesus, and Jesus told him that you must be born again. But he didn't even understand. He said, how can you be born when you're old? And he said, he said, do you have to be going to your mother's womb and be born again? But Jesus told him, said, you have to be born of the water and of the Spirit. Nicodemus didn't understand. But Jesus began to explain to him about it. But these religious leaders, they didn't know who Jesus was, the scribes and the Pharisees. They didn't know who he was. And they wanted him to be crucified. They just found fault in him. They never did see anything good about Jesus. And they cried all out at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. Because at that time, you could release one prisoner. And they said Barabbas, cried out Barabbas. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he wanted to let them go. But when they said, you are not Caesar's friend, that got him there. And as they led him away, he had him first to be scourged. 39 stripes. And they began to slap him. They pulled out his beard. They spit on him. They used that thing with the cattails. And when they whipped him, it would go on his back and rip out skin. And they brutalized our Savior. They put a crown of thorns on his head. And he lost so much blood before he got to the cross. He became so weak he couldn't even carry the cross all the way to Calvary. That's how cruel they was to Jesus. They took off, put on the old robe on him, and they bowed down and they marked him. They marked him. They slapped him and beat him. They were so cruel to our Lord. He didn't even look like an ordinary man. That's how bad they treated our Lord. But he never said a mumbling word. And it said, by his stripes we were healed. He took all this for us. We were the guilty one. He took all this. For men that he created, he loved us so. And as he was going to Calvary, and it said, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women which also bewailed and lamented him. And Jesus turned unto them, said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming. And the which they shall say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the pipes which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors laid with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Parted his raiment and cast lots. And the soldiers also marked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of Jews, save thyself. And a subscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and of Latin, Hebrew, this is the king of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hung railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. And one of the ones on the right said, Father, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me. He said, We are guilty of what we do, but this man is guilty of nothing. They remember me when thou cometh into thy kingdom. And he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Lord, have mercy. But he took time while he was hanging there on the cross. They took spikes and they nailed his hands, put spikes, his hands and his feet. And they hung him high and stretched him wide. And he hung there. And darkness came upon the face of the earth. But he took time and he said, woman, behold thy son, talking about his mother. And he told his disciple John, he told his disciples, behold thy mother, making sure she was taken care of. And he said, he thirsted. And they took a sponge and put it to his mouth. And he said, it's finished. Until thy hands I commend my spirit. And he dropped his head into the locks of the... But he cried out. And he said, Eli, Eli, Alma Bethani. And that's when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God had to turn his back. Couldn't look at sin. All the sins of the world, past, present, and future, was hanging, but went into him on the cross. The sins of the past, the ones that had died before he came into the world, sins of the present, the sins of the future, them that's still being born into the world, had went into him on the cross. And all man has to do, believe that all the sins of the world went into him. He took the sins of the whole world, went into Jesus on the cross. He bore the sins of the whole world. And all you have to do is believe that your sins went into Jesus Christ. Believe that and confess it with your mouth, the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that he rose from the dead. All power in his hand, and walk in that unforgiveness. We was reconciled. He reconciled us back. We was considered. We're not guilty. Because he took the sins of the world into himself. And we considered not guilty. All we have to do is repent and walk in that unforgiveness. That's all we got to do. He reconciled us back to the Father. He took our sin into himself. We are the righteousness of God. That's all we have to believe, what he did. Just believe it in our heart and repent and serve him for the rest of our days. Walk in him, serve him, read the word of God, and learn of him, and sin no more. All we have to do. He reconciled us back to Jesus, to the Father. He bought us back. He bought us back. We're no more enemies to God. We're his friend now. We're not his enemy. Adam, he sold us out, but Jesus bought us back. He reconciled us back to the Father. So we no longer enemies. We are friends. Praise God. So we can go to him by ourselves now, because when the earthquake came, the temple, it broke. It rent from top to bottom. Now we can come to the Father for ourselves. We don't have to go to the priest and ask for forgiveness, because Jesus is a priest. And we go to him. You have to go through Jesus to get to the Father. We can pray for ourselves now. Praise God. Anytime we can go to Jesus for ourselves. Praise the Lord and ask for forgiveness. Praise our God.
He fixed it that way. He fixed it that way. Now the mic's open. If anyone has anything to say, any comments, any questions, you're free to ask. Because he fixed it now. Anyone, he said, whosoever will let him come. Today you hear my voice. Open your heart. Praise God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Praise God. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise God. If you want to be saved, all you got to do is ask. Repent of your sins and receive ye unto me. That's all you got to do. It's not hard. All you got to do is change partners. Praise God. Change partners. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Anyone, comment, got a question?
Hark.
Praise
God. Good afternoon, sweetheart.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, Sister Margaret. Praise the Lord.
Honey, I'm so happy to be on here. You have blessed my soul. You have blessed my soul.
Happy to hear you, Sister Margaret. So glad you're on here today.
Yes,
praise
ma'am.
God.
Wes texted me telling me that you are here, and I had a visitor earlier, and so I could come right at 12, but I got here about 8 minutes after 12 I got on.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anytime you
want to
get out.
You are so phenomenal.
Praise the Lord.
I didn't know you were doing this.
Well, praise God. Anytime you want to have the platform at 12 noon on Tuesdays, you're welcome. You are welcome. Praise God. Every Tuesday
Amen.
Noon. Praise
okay,
God.
Okay, I'll put it on my calendar so I remember to call in every Tuesday noon.
Noon. Praise God. Praise God. You are welcome.
Thank
sweetheart.
God for
you
I tell you.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else? Because God made it possible. He opened up the door. And
I bless
anyone
your
else, God?
Yes, ma'am. That word, that was a preached word.
Praise.
That was a Sunday message all by itself. And the part where I was
praise.
Elated about when they said, crucify him, crucify him. It was
yes.
like fire shut up in my bones because I'm saying this loving God died for a miserable sinner like he did not have to do it and was denied
praise
three
him.
Times by his own, his beloved, his disciple.
Yes.
And it's happening
yes.
today. And we got to be
yes.
also ready with the word. I wish that I had went ahead and taped that word, and I'm going to start recording
yes.
you if that's with your permission,
oh,
so I can put it
oh,
on my
praise.
Facebook blog for those that hear. Because some
praise.
People, all the word that they're getting is through social media. They may not hear it all, but there may be a nugget. No, not maybe. Glory be to God. There will be a nugget that they're going to hear, and it's going to stick with them
praise
and carry them
God.
Through the rest of the day, the rest of
oh,
the week, the
praise.
Rest of the month, the rest of the year. Because we got to get in the hedges and highways whatever way we
yes.
can. But that word pierced my soul. I'm telling you, girl, when you're talking about saved all over again
praise
from the crown
God.
Of my head to the soles of my feet, because
God.
we've got to be belligerent and derogative and do it decent and order, given God's word.
Yeah.
When I tell you that thing, it was just like a ham sandwich, ham and cheese. You lay the ham
God.
On, lay the cheese on. You put the mayonnaise or the mustard and the lettuce
yeah.
and the pickles.
Yeah.
Onions and the tomatoes. You did it so good and so sweet, and you did it where even the meanest person could have received what God said if they only believed.
But
you
God be the glory.
You just gave them what God
glory.
Gave you.
God be the praise God. To God be the glory. It's all about Him. It's all about Him.
A lot of times I come
thank
on,
you.
I have the babies, and I have my grandbabies,
thank
so I won't say anything. But I told God I only
yes,
got one.
Lord.
Told him to be quiet. I said, I got to say something about the Jesus.
Oh,
because when we really analyze what God has done for us, that he did not have
oh,
to
yeah.
do.
Oh, yeah.
But we,
oh,
I
yes,
thank
Lord,
him and I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. You have a good day
thank
and God
you,
bless
God.
You. Thank you.
Bless you, my sister. Bless
this
you,
is Carolyn
sister.
Bell Crowd.
Thank
God
you.
Is faithful with you. is. Look forward
Thank
to seeing
God.
You Saturday
Thank
in Fortville.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Anyone else got a comment? Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He did it all for us. He did it all. He paid the price. He paid the price for us. We don't have an excuse. We don't have an excuse. But we have to be ready to go. Because he's coming soon. We don't know when, but he's coming. And we have to be ready to go. Praise God. Not getting ready, but we have to be ready. We can't be like the foolish virgin. We have to be ready to go. Praise our God. Praise our God. Because God became flesh, and dwelt among the people, and they didn't know who he was. But when he came, he went back to the Father. And when he sent the Comforter back, Peter wasn't the same. And when he preached on that Pentecost day, praise the Lord, about 3,000 souls were saved. Praise our God. And we have to be about our Father's business. We have to be about our Father's business, doing the work that he put in us to do. Because there's souls out there that don't know God. People still asleep and seem like they don't want to wake up. Time now to awake out of sleep and do what God say do. And we thank God. We thank God for this week, this preparation week. Praise God. Praise God. So Jesus went to the cross for us. For us. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. But just like he told Judas, it would have been better if he'd never been born. Been better. But he went out and hung himself. He went and threw the money down. But they said, they wouldn't accept it. He said, it's the price of blood. And they went and bought a field to hang the very strangers in, because the money was for the field of blood. But those religious leaders, they had to give an account for what they did to Jesus. But he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, we have to be ready. We have to be ready. Because ready or not, he's coming back for his people without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. So we thank God for everyone on the line. We thank God because he's coming for his people. We're not ready when he comes. When he comes a second time, Lord, have mercy. It's going to be too late for the Gentiles. Lord, have mercy. I tell you, it's time for us to get ready now. For this is our time now. It's our time now. We thank God for everyone on the line. We're going to end this with prayer. We thank you, God, for your word. We ask you to bless everyone on the prayer line. We ask you to continue to remember our bishop, the apostle, that God have used to use the podcast for people to hear the word. We ask you to bless him, God. Use him, continue to use him in a mighty way, Lord. We ask you to continue to open doors for him, Lord, and use him, God, and strengthen him, God, as he goes along, God, doing your will. We ask you to bless the ones on the podcast. Bless every officer, God, that has the podcast, God, that uses them, God, to get the word out. And we just thank you, God, for this another day's journey. We ask you, God, just to help us to do the will of God. Use us, God. Help us to be a vessel that you can use, God, at all times, God. Help us to speak the word that you would put in us to speak, God. Help us to decrease that you will increase in us, God. That we will be a blessing to others, God. That we will humble ourselves under your mighty hand. And that we will live holy, God, for holiness without, no man shall see the Lord, because holiness is right all by itself. Now, lead, guide us as we go throughout this day. keep our minds clean and on you, and help us to live the life that you'll be pleased with, that we will lift you up, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We ask you these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And we say shalom to everyone on the line. Have a blessed day. Praise God.
Shalom. God bless.